Welcome to Shomach Shal on the Daf. We're in Pesachim Daf from Gimel. The Gemara Amud Aleph in the middle of the page brings Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that says the different signs that we have in different areas in Eretz Yisrael. Simon Laharim, a sign to mountains, is milim. It's a gallnut tree. Simon Laamokim, a sign to valleys, is kalim, a palm tree. Simon Lenecholim, to rivers, is kanim, or reeds. And Simon Leshvela, to the plain, is shikma, a different type of tree. So the simple understanding is just a regular sign of what these different areas in Eretz Yisrael, how do I know these places have the shame, have the name of Harim, Amokim, Necholim, and Shvela. And the Gemara goes on to say different afkaminis that could be because of that. One is maybe for Bikurim, the other one is for Nachal Eson, they need to bring for Egla Arufa. And the Gemara concludes that the Nafkarina for everything is Mecca Chumemka. The Chasav Sofer, and also the Ben Yehoyada in his own way, they explain this Gemara of Pidrash. The Chasav Sofer says the following, Siman leharim, harim refers to the Bali Gaiva, the ones, the Rishoyim, that feel very good about themselves as if they're big mountains. One could connect to here the mountains that wanted to have this, the Torah given on them, because they're much larger than Har Sinai. So what's the Siman to them? Milim. They talk a lot. They speak a lot. The Chasav Sofer is quoting the Mishnah Avos that Dvarim is Mevi L'chet. Someone who speaks a lot, that could bring a chet. But I saw the Shari Zohar for Reuven and Margolios connects to this Gemara. The Zohar and Parshas Balak that brings three simonim that Shlomo HaMelech said. And one of them is Simon L'shtus, a simon for a shtus, for shaite, is Milim. He's just talking a lot. So that's the idea of the first simon. Simon la'amokim, the valleys, are referring to tzaddikim. And both the Chasav Sofer and Ben Yehoyada point out that the tzaddikim are considered to be anovim, they're considered to be people that are humble, and the simon to them is tkalim, because it says tzaddik katomar yifroch. So a deka is associated with a tzaddik. The next simon is simon le'necholim, meaning rivers. So the Chasavah calls it, we're speaking about the Beis Medrash. And the footnote on the bottom brings the Gemara in Brachas Daf Tet Zayin that tells us, Lama nismichu oyhalim lenecholim, you have a smichus between tents and rivers to tell me the connection between them. And Rashi says, oyhalim is batei medrash. So the Beis Medrash refers to as a nachal. What's a simon for them? Konim, reeds. Because a simon to Chachomim is the reeds. As the Gemara in Brachas that Nuvav and Mudalev tells us, Haroye Konne b'chalom, someone who sees a reed in his dream, Yitzap in the Chachma. He should wait to get Chachma. So it has to do with Chachamim. So that's the Simon of Necholim. And the Simon, L'Shvela, is the Shvela, the Chasav Sofer learned that the Shvela referring to the people that are lazy, Loshon Shafel. As the Gemara tells us in Daf Nun Amud Beis, that yes, Shafel Niskar. Talk about the lazy people that don't work, sometimes they get rewarded for it. So Shava refers to the lazy people. Says the Chasav Sofer, what's the simon to them? Shikma. Why Shikma? Because Shikma is a type of tree that doesn't bear fruit. So they are lazy, they don't really bear fruit, they don't create anything, they don't have any maisim. The Ben Yehoyada says a little differently regarding this point. The Shvela refers to each person. Each person should look at himself as if he doesn't have a lot. And he says that's the word Shikma. Because Shikma is a combination of two words. Sack, Lashon sack ve'efer, sack, which means a person is wearing a sack under his body, that his body is nothing. And the Lashon ma, ve'anachnu ma, how much term it admits a person has. So shikma refers to something which doesn't really have much, and that's the fourth simon that we have over here, according to Chasav Sofer, referring to the simon of a rasha, the simon of a tzaddik, the simon of the people that are learning Torah together, and the simon of the one who doesn't have much. Anybody who thinks about it really connects to the four bunim that you have in Leila Seder. Because you have Echad Chacham, Echad Rasha, Echad Tom, Echad Sheinu De'Alisho. And the Mefarshim and the Agada already explain that the opposite of the Rasha is not the Chacham, as people think. The opposite of the Rasha is the Tom, because the Tom refers to a Tzaddik, Ish Tom. That's a Tzaddik. So the Arba bunim are, you have the Tom, which was connected to Tzaddik. You have the Rasha, which is obviously the Rasha. You have the Chacham, which is the one who has to do with the Kani, with the Chachma. And then you have Sheinu De'Alisho, which is Keneged, the one who's Shikma, doesn't really have anything on his own. So the four places over here in Eretz Yisrael, the through different types of locations, and the four simonim refer to four different types of people, which are the four people that are mentioned in the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shommachshava@gmail.com.